Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Welcome once again to Top Stories. It's the 159th Top Story, and I am once again Andy Zaltzman. Now, the Bugle would not be the satirical behemoth that we know and hopefully love today were it not for the politicians who deliver again and again and again in helping create material for us. In December 2008, issue 56 of the Bugle, there was political corruption aplenty for myself and John Oliver to get stuck into.
Top story this week, and world-class corruption. Andy, an incredible story of corruption came out of Illinois this week. And this is even impressive by Illinois standards, the state that made it possible for Al Capone to live out the Italian-American dream. This story concerns Rod Blagojevich, the Democratic governor of Illinois, a state so riddled with corruption that the FBI agent in charge of the investigation said during the press conference, "If it isn't the most corrupt state in the US, it's certainly one hell of a competitor." But you might well say, "Oh, you know, it's not that impressive then. He's governor of Illinois, of course he's corrupt." I would just say, think of the number of corrupt people he must have beaten to become governor. This guy's the best of the best, or indeed, the worst of the worst, depending on how you look at it. Andy, I don't say this lightly. This is corruption on a Berlusconian scale.
Wow. Big words, John. Big words.
I don't bandy that around. Let's remember that Silvio remains the standard by which other political crooks will be judged. He's the high watermark for weasels. I'm going to go even further, Andy. Blagojevich is the Plaxico Perez of politics. And I can't think of higher praise than that.
Well, it's alleged that he tried to sell Obama's old Senate seat. And I want to ask, John, is there anything really wrong with that? I mean, do we want capitalism or not? I mean, surely it's all or nothing. Blagojevich is merely trying to stop communism sneaking back in whilst capitalism is going through its little spell.
Well, is there anything wrong with it? I mean, I guess it means legally or morally, to which both of those, the answer is yes.
Well, you say that, John, but, you know, in the transcripts, Blagojevich said that the seat was, quote, a valuable thing. You don't just give it away for nothing. And I think it's good to see someone prizing democracy so highly.
That's right, but come on, Andy, you know, that could mean anything. You could take anything entirely in context and make it look badly. But the White Tab also picked up Blagojevich apparently being annoyed at Obama's assumption that this transition of power might be able to not involve the exchange of money or favours. And he said of him, "Give this motherfucker his senator, him, for nothing, him." Ouch, Andy. I'm guessing a pardon is out of the question now. Besides, that's president motherfucker. To you. Show some respect. If that phrase rings a bell, Andy, that may be because "give this motherfucker the presidency, f*** him" was one of Hillary Clinton's most popular campaign bumper stickers.
I guess that was inevitable, though. This is Barack Obama's old Senate seat. And, you know, ever since the election, the market for Obama memorabilia is skyrocketing. So, you know, it's understandable that he thinks he can make a tiny profit. I mean, everything, even the little pencil that he used to write his first speech as a six-year-old Obama to a classroom full of inspired classmates Yes, old MacDonald had a farm, and we must strive to ensure that he is able to keep that farm as long as he wants to. And we must give old MacDonald the help and advice to make his farm a more secure and profitable business. Perhaps old MacDonald himself would like to reassess the counterproductive diversity of his livestock and poultry portfolio. But anyway, with individuals like old MacDonald and the greater public of America working together for our common good, unified by a belief in freedom and sound agricultural principles, children, we can create a nursery rhyme we can believe in.
With a moo-moo here. Blagojevich has faced allegations of misconduct and ethical violations almost since the first day he was elected, after campaigning on a promise to, what else, clean up government in Illinois.
To be fair to him... You have to say that, though.
You have to, and also, to be fair to him, he did wink whenever he said that, and had mentioned that he was running an ironic campaign, but I think voters just failed to pick up on his signals.
Well, that's like, you know, at the start of a court case, you know, everyone always says the whole truth, nothing but the truth. And we all know no one means it.
Among the many, many charges being laid against him are conspiracy to commit fraud and solicitation to commit bribery, which include him trying to shake down a children's hospital for campaign contributions. He threatened to cut off funding to a children's hospital. Not even a normal hospital, a hospital for children. Anyone can shake down a hospital, Andy. I've done it myself. I'm sure you have too. But a children's hospital, that requires an almost inhuman lack of conscience. When you have a conscience that small, you're basically a cat. But the allegation that really got him into trouble was, as you mentioned, that he was essentially trying to sell the Senate seat, which has now been vacated by Obama, to the highest bidder. And how do you even make money from something like that, Andy? It's an open Senate seat, not a Mercedes. You can't just place it on a garage forecourt and say, this is an absolutely beautiful Senate seat. Real steel, this one. Only gently used by a politician with national ambitions who used it when he wasn't on a campaign trail. What can I do to put you in this Senate seat today? Just sit in it. Sit in it. Try it out. See how it feels. Oh, you look terrific.
It's ergonomic. This is, of course, John, only one side of the story that you're giving here. And if I may just give the other side of the story from Blagojevich's own website, which, surprisingly, and in contrast to, for example, the US and world media and also the rest of the internet, is not actually leading with the news of his arrest and the charges he faces. In fact, the two top items on his website 2 hours ago, before I came in for recording, Governor Blagojevich meets with laid-off workers protesting at Republic windows and doors. He says he's showing solidarity and stressing the importance of protecting workers' rights. And also, Governor launches annual Keep Kids Warm and Safe campaign. So let's focus on the positives, John.
Just not healthy.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, why must we always focus on the bad things, like allegedly trying to profit from illegally selling a Senate seat, and not on all the children he's kept warm and safe? What a cynical world we live in.
OK, well, let's do that. Let's talk about the more positive sides to this man. Yeah. One, he has the most incredible hair. It looks bulletproof. If you fired a gun at it, you wouldn't even bend a follicle. It's so magnificent. It's dangerous. It's the kind of hair which people follow. It's a hypnotic hairdo. If you gaze into it, you can see your own soul. I'm not exaggerating, Andy. He can probably use that hair as currency in jail.
But as always, sport has in fact led the way in satirising the situation. According to the Associated Press, John, minor league ice hockey stars the Las Vegas Wranglers are going to wear black and white striped prison-style uniforms at one of their forthcoming games. We'll also feature on their shirts spoof prison issue numbers on their jerseys with the letters ILLGOV, as in Illinois Governor, before the player's regular number. They're also going to auction a top-of-the-range seat at one of their games to the highest bidder. Take that, Blagojevich! Lampooned by an ice hockey team. And not just any ice hockey team, John. An ice hockey team from Las Vegas. An ice hockey team in a desert. A team that has lampooned nature itself simply by existing.
I think we should take them on, Andy, as the Bugles ice hockey team.
Yeah.
The Bugles' favourite ice hockey team.
Wranglers till I die.
What's even more incredible, Andy, is that the day before this story broke, the previous day, Blagojevich was asked about the rumour that he was being bugged and was about to be charged, and he said this: I should say, if anybody wants to take my conversations, Go right ahead. Feel free to do it. I appreciate anybody who wants to tape me openly and notoriously, and those who feel like they want to sneakily wear taping devices, I would remind them that it kind of smells like Nixon and Watergate. But I don't care whether you tape me privately or publicly, I can tell you that whatever I say is always lawful, and the things I'm interested in are always lawful. Andy, he's mad! He's out of his mind, or he has no short-term memory whatsoever. He's essentially a goldfish. Or, perhaps he just forgot to say, you can absolutely take me, starting now. From now on, nothing illegal, from now. I can only hope you weren't taping over the last couple of weeks, because, well, never mind. The point is, from now, we're all agreed.
Well, having listened to that little blast from the past, I imagine you're wanting to listen to a blast from the present as well. Well, I'm not stopping you. Go and find a newer episode of The Bugle online, specifically at thebuglepodcast.com, or wherever you or anyone you know get your podcasts.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.